This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are a couple of economic realities that come to mind when watching and listening to these protests. One is that the pandemic and the lockdown have hit state and local tax revenues really hard. Another is that police departments, at least in the cities that are seeing most of the protesting, seem to be pretty well supplied and equipped. And that is drawing attention to city budgets and calls for police funding reform. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on that one.
In a lot of cities, policing eats up a big chunk of the general fund. In LA's latest budget proposal, it's 54%. In Minneapolis, it's about 36%. And now, with cities forced to make big spending cuts...
In many cities, the only budget item that is not facing massive cuts is the police budgets.
Andrea Ritchie researches the criminal justice system at Barnard College.
We're literally in the middle of the biggest economic crisis and the highest levels of unemployment of our generation. We're in a pandemic without universal affordable health care.
The argument is that those things should be the priority and not policing. Advocates also argue that because the bulk of a police department's budget goes towards salaries, if you cut budgets, you'll have fewer patrol officers and fewer instances of police brutality. Kumar Rao is with the Center for Popular Democracy.
When you have more and more police officers in a community, you know, research has shown it leads to more and more sort of conflict and interaction.
But this is obviously an incredibly complicated topic. Simone Weichselbaum at the Marshall Project has reported on policing for more than 15 years. She's looked at what happened in different cities that cut their police budgets, like Memphis, which saw budget cuts and layoffs after the 2008 recession.
What happened? They spent millions and millions of dollars on police overtime. And research shows that's a recipe for disaster because you have cops who are overworked, frustrated, angry, and that's just a powder keg waiting to explode.
Also, several people I talked to today said that training is one of the first things police departments would probably stop paying for. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.